Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. It is such a beautiful day outside that it makes us all the more appreciate those of you who were willing to give up a little time today to share music with us. So thank you very much, and welcome. This is our first concert of what we hope will be many, no, what we know will be many more. Please keep your eye on the church newsletter and the bulletins, and of course we will prompt you and hassle you again when these come up. But we're very honored and very joyful to be here this afternoon to share with you. The fact that we're doing this concert says a lot about our choir. We love music, we enjoy it, we love to share it, and it's no longer enough that we just sing at our Sunday services. So we're going to be looking for many more opportunities like this to share with you, you know, at other times. There will be opportunities in upcoming concerts for everybody to be involved. You may have noticed in the bulletin this morning that we're inviting people to let Brenda know their favorite hymns. Somewhere in the future, we hope to have a little hymn singing concert where everybody can get involved and sing some of our very favorite hymns. So thank you again for coming and sharing with us. And let us begin today by asking you please to turn to page 147 of your hymnal and join us in singing the old favorite hymn, How Great Thou Art. We're just singing verses 1, 2, and 4. Thank you again and welcome.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I should say family, because when I walk through the doors of this church, that's where I'm coming to, family and home. Some of you may not know me, but most of you do. I'm Norv Cooper's daughter, his oldest daughter, Susan. Been a member of this church since I was walking, so to speak. I've been asked to give a choir reflection, and one of the things that comes to mind is I have to start back with Dr. Mitchell. I have to start back with Alan Wright, or with Don Wright and Alan Beach. I have to go back to when they put their foot in the ground and they turned the first dirt for this building. And I can remember the fun that all the kids had when we were putting the lawn going down all the sod, and we were putting in the clothespins to keep the sod from running down in the back of this church. And I can remember all the strawberry festivals, the Boy Scouts, just huge in this church. Al Turco had made a rule that you couldn't be 10 years old. At least it was a rule to me. Had to be 10 years old to be in his choir. I was 9. But then come February, I got in. I sure did. And it was then, I'd been playing piano for 5 years or 4 years at that point, and I'm going on 5, and all I wanted to do was sing. And once he got a hold of me, and once I got into the choir, this is how I give to the church. This is how I worship. This is my life. This is something that, whether I was in Massachusetts, whether I'm out in Romulus where I am now, doesn't make a difference where I am. It's all about singing. It's about song. It's about sharing. My father put God first, family second, right next to the church. The family and the church were his essence. Dr. Mitchell's first sermon in this church talked about what do these stones mean. We all know, I mean, I can look around and I know the names of the people that are sitting here. Memories. When I come home after being away for years and years, when I come home, I feel the hug of my mom and dad right now because I'm here, I'm home. Their home on Tannehill has been sold many years ago. I actually have my own home in Romulus. I actually retired a year ago. Never thought I'd see that day. But we started way back in the day with Harper Mabee, and he was directing. Dottie shared earlier that she caught an elbow from his directing in the face because she was sitting so close. We're family. We're all family. And you've all been here through it all. You've all shared in what this church is made of. The stained glass windows, all of the banners. Everything was that this room, when it came alive, when the Lawsons asked permission to donate our pipe organ, and how it was one of, out of how many in the United States, the blessings that we have been given, the green carpeting, a representation of all these different things. We go anywhere in this building, it's a representation. I drink at the drinking fountain down near Mitchell Hall. I know that that has something to do with my grandmother. I know my parents are here on this, on the grounds. There's just so many things. All the trees, planted, the men's fellowship, what they've done in here, what they did from the beginning, the hard physical labor that has been put into this building and into our family. But if it's to be a choir reflection, we have to talk about the stages and all the different music, the madrigals and the Christmas pageants, the gospel series that Al Turkle ran through. I had to really think back. How old was I when I didn't know it was Flood? With Connie Carrington, Devetta Horner, Joan Irwin, Chuck Winger, all names we know. Mariners. I'm looking at one who with, what was her name? Dick and Jenny Garrett. I went to school with Janet and Charlotte. They were my age. And I'm looking at Marianne Bassett. She was one of the ones that started it way back in 1964. Brought it over from Mason Garrison, brought it here, brought it to us. We're a family of faith. We are a family, we are a community. And we need to go and share what we have. And how do we do that? We do it through music. This is how we go about doing it all. The fun we have up there, the jokes, the laughing. My first night back in this choir loft up here a year ago, September, was the same night that Brenda auditioned. What a blessing that was. I was looking at a female version of Al Turco. Oh, I knew I was going to have fun. I came home and I saw Sharon Hazard and Carol Hunting, or Higgins. Jane Manise. And I've got Lynn, and I've got Sue. I've got Nancy. Olivia joined us. I mean, the Sopranos, just all of us. We're just part of it. Talk to Mary Curry. And we got Mary. Let's see. You know, just keep spreading the word. Sit here, and if you hear a voice that you know is on key and you know can do it, why aren't they joining us either Wednesday or Thursday night? We practice two nights a week. You can choose one. You know, some people can make it Wednesday, some can make it Thursday. Music is what this church was, half what this church was and is. So I want to say thank you for coming and sharing with us tonight. We're faces that you haven't seen, and yet you hear our voices. Now I hope you can put some faces to the voices that you hear up there instead of turning around and cranking. You know what we look like now that we've aged at least 10, 15 years since last time you saw us down in front or in the pew. You know, because we're up there and you're down here, you're looking this way, and we are too. We're at your back. I just know that if it hadn't been for this church, having this church in my life, having the music in my life, to be able to express who I am, it wouldn't be worth it. You don't go to a movie and have it soundless. You think about everything that you do in your life, somewhere along the line, there's noise, there's music, there's something going on, whether it's people's voices, TV, radio, even the voices in your head when you're reading a good book. There's sound. So I want to thank you. I'm glad you're here with us. I know that the choir has a blast doing this. And I know that once we get started today, I think you'll really enjoy what you have to hear.
Thank you. Hello, hi. I'm Dean Masseratus, and I'm going to play a trombone solo by Michael Card. He was a contemporary Christian artist in the 1980s, and I was hoping that you could sing along with it, since there'll be no lyrics that I can sing because I'm playing the trombone. So the piece starts out with the chorus, "Celebrate the child who is the light, now the darkness is over. No more wandering in the night. Celebrate the child who is the light." So there's, it starts out with the chorus, and then it goes to verse one, and then the chorus. So it's like A, B, A, and then A, B, A again. Chorus, it goes up in a key change. Chorus, and then verse two, and then chorus, and then it ends there.
earn this, but I'll turn it back, I promise. I just don't want to have my back to everybody. Also, while I'm moving this, the program says arranged by me, and I don't want to take that kind of credit because, frankly, I don't know where the song really comes from. I just thought it was sort of always been there. And I think the way I'm hearing it and playing it is I heard it on the radio one time. And so I'm imitating that, and I don't know who to give the credit to. But all right. In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, you can have all this world. Give me Jesus. And when I come to die, and when I come to die, and when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you can have all this world, you can have all this world, you can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Thank you. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come into your presence with singing, and especially today for the gift of music, with its power to gladden our spirits, comfort the afflicted, inspire the complacent, encourage the fearful, create harmony from discord, and open our hearts and minds to your spirit. May we go forth today with your song in our hearts and your praises on our lips, grateful for all your blessings upon us, to do your work in the world. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior. Amen.